This Mediterranean island country is probably smaller than your hometown, yet overflowing with medieval fortresses, vibrant fishing villages, and surreal cliffs plunging into turquoise seas. With more than 300 sunny days each year, Malta isn't just another island escape. It's an open-air museum of 7,000 years of civilization. Blending prehistoric temples, Baroque palaces, and some of Europe's most stunning natural formations into one epic destination. Today, I'll take you on a journey to experience the true essence of Malta, exploring its dramatic coastlines, ancient cities, rich history, and hidden gems, uncovering why this tiny island is one of the Mediterranean's most extraordinary treasures. Few places in the world hold as much history in such a small space as Malta's Grand Harbour. It's not just a picturesque port, it's been the island's gateway and battleground for centuries, shaping Malta into the fortress nation it is today. At the heart stands Valletta, a city built for defence. Unlike most capitals that evolved over centuries, Valletta was designed before the first stone was laid, a rare feat in the 16th century. Built from scratch in just 15 years, it was among Europe's earliest examples of a fully planned city. A military stronghold created after the brutal Great Siege of 1565. Here, just 8,000 knights and Maltese warriors held off 40,000 Ottoman invaders, one of history's most uneven matchups. Their victory secured Malta's place as a stronghold of Christianity, and in response, Valletta rose from the ashes. Its grid-like streets, fortified walls, and defensive bastions designed to repel any future attacks. But Valletta wasn't just built for war. Even its streets had hidden ingenuity. The city's layout channels Mediterranean breezes, naturally cooling its limestone walls, a small but brilliant design choice that still works today. And while Valletta is the smallest capital in the European Union, it was once in the running to host the United Nations headquarters before New York was chosen. Yet the soul of the Grand Harbour lies beyond Valletta, in the three cities Vittoriosa, Senglea, and Cospicua. These were the original naval strongholds of Malta, where the Knights of St. John first took refuge. Vittoriosa, Birgu, served as their first capital. Its ancient waterfront lined with some of Malta's oldest buildings, predating even the knights themselves. During the Great Siege, the Ottoman forces focused their heaviest attacks on the three cities area, and those towns endured the worst of the fighting. And centuries later, in World War II, Malta became the most bombed place on Earth, with over 6,700 bombs dropped in just 2 months. Entire districts were flattened. Cospicua had to be nearly rebuilt from the ground up. And yet Malta endured, earning the George Cross for bravery, an honour that remains on the national flag today. Perched on the edge of Senglea, The Gargiola Watchtower stands as a silent guardian over the harbour. Its carvings, an eye and an ear, symbolise Malta's eternal vigilance against invaders. And in Vittoriosa's Fort St. Angelo, legends whisper of the Great Siege Ghost, a spectral knight still seen patrolling the walls at night. Beyond the three cities, Malta's coastline is lined with fortresses turned film sets. Fort Ricasoli, Europe's largest bastioned fort, has been a backdrop for Gladiator, Troy, and Game of Thrones. While Fort Manuel's star-shaped walls still echo the legacy of the knights. Marsec's Loch may seem like a quiet fishing village, but its waters have seen centuries of trade, resilience, and tradition. Over 2,700 years ago, the Phoenicians first landed here, leaving behind a legacy reflected in the gentle sway of Lusu boats. Their bold reds, blues, and yellows reflect off the water, standing out against the harbour's calm surface, built to honour tradition while standing up to the Mediterranean's unpredictable waters. Look closer, and you'll spot the Eye of Osiris painted on their bows, an ancient Phoenician symbol still believed to protect fishermen from danger at sea. Every Sunday, the village comes to life as Malta's most famous fish market takes over the waterfront. The smell of salt and fresh seafood fills the air as locals barter over the morning's catch, their voices rising and falling like waves against the shore. A tradition that has kept Malta's fishing heritage alive for generations. But Malta's coastline holds more than just fishing villages. Just beyond Marsec's Loch, the cliffs open up to reveal the Blue Grotto, a series of sea caves where sunlight and water meet in a dazzling display. When the angle is just right, the sea glows an almost otherworldly shade of blue, as if lit from within. Once a refuge for pirates evading naval patrols, these caves now attract explorers of a different kind, snorkelers and divers drawn to the vibrant marine life below. Even more secluded is the Coral Lagoon, one of Malta's best-kept secrets. Tucked away in the limestone cliffs, this sea cave is only reachable by kayak or a steep climb. But those who make the effort are rewarded with something special, a perfectly round opening above where the sunlight streams in, illuminating the crystal clear water below. Fossilized sea creatures are etched into the surrounding rock, a reminder of the ancient seas that once covered this land. Further along the coast, St. Paul's Island stands as a testament to one of Malta's most enduring legends. According to tradition, it was here in 60 AD that St. Paul was shipwrecked, bringing Christianity to Malta. Today, a statue of the saint watches over the island, a quiet but powerful symbol of the moment that changed Malta's history forever. Perched on a hilltop, Medina stands as a guardian of Malta's past, and stepping through its stone archways feels like entering a different era. This ancient walled city served as Malta's capital for over 2,000 years, and its fortifications date back to the Phoenicians around 700 BC, making it one of the oldest walled cities in Europe. Over time, it was shaped by every major civilization to touch the island, yet it's managed to keep its timeless character intact. The Romans expanded it, the Arabs reshaped it, and the Normans gave it a fresh face, all of which you can still see today in Medina's unique blend of architecture. Its narrow lanes twist and turn, offering glimpses of carved balconies, quiet courtyards, and sunlit alleys that haven't changed in centuries. There's a reason it was chosen as the filming location for King's Landing in Game of Thrones, but even without the Hollywood spotlight, Medina is unforgettable. With just a few hundred residents and no cars allowed for the general public, there's a real stillness here. Hence the name, the Silent City. At the centre, you'll find St. Paul's Cathedral, built on the spot where St. Paul is believed to have met Malta's Roman governor after his shipwreck. And just around the corner, Palazzo Folsom offers a glimpse into the lives of Malta's nobility, with its preserved rooms and eclectic collections. Not far from Medina is another marvel, one that's equally historic, but far more dramatic. The Mosta Rotunda, with its massive dome inspired by the Pantheon in Rome, is one of the largest unsupported domes in Europe. Built entirely by Maltese craftsmen, without any steel reinforcement, it took 27 years to complete, from 1833 to 1860, an incredible feat of engineering. But the real story here is what happened in 1942. During a wartime air raid, a 500 kilogram bomb fell through the dome while 300 people were gathered inside for mass. It didn't explode. That moment became known as the Miracle of Mosta, and a replica of the bomb is still on display today. Centuries ago, much of Malta was blanketed in forest, but generations of farming, shipbuilding and military fortification turned trees into timber and the land into stone. With a dry climate and thin soil, little of it ever grew back. What remains is like a windswept, rocky frontier, raw, exposed and shaped entirely by nature. And nowhere is that transformation more dramatic than along Malta's western coastline. Here, sheer limestone cliffs rise defiantly from the Mediterranean, battered by waves that have carved dramatic overhangs and jagged inlets over millennia. Unlike the sheltered bays of the east, this side of the island is wild and unyielding, an uninterrupted wall of rock where land and sea collide in a constant battle of elements. And then towering above it all, the Dingley Cliffs emerge, a staggering 253 metres above sea level, making this the highest point in Malta. From the edge, the view is nothing short of epic. On a clear day, you can even glimpse Sicily, 90 kilometres to the north, a hazy outline on the horizon. But these cliffs are more than just a scenic lookout. They've long served as a natural fortress, their sheer walls too steep for invaders to climb and too rugged to tame. Over centuries, the cliffs have been a silent witness to history, from Phoenician traders sailing past their base to the hidden wartime defences built into their rock face. Further along this untamed coastline lies Currupa Bay, one of Malta's most remote and untouched beaches. Reaching it takes effort, a rugged hike or a boat ride, but what waits at the end is well worth it. Surrounded by sloping clay hills and backed by steep, wild terrain, the beach feels completely hidden from the world. Locals have long believed the natural clay here has skincare benefits, and it's not uncommon to see visitors covering themselves in a DIY mud mask before rinsing off in the sea. Once a smuggler's hideout, Currupa is now a peaceful escape, quiet, wild, and far from the mainstream tourist trail. On Malta's northern coast, Meliéha is known for its sweeping beaches, historic sites, and stunning sea views. But beyond its laid-back charm, the area also hides some of Malta's most fascinating landmarks. Perched on Marfa Ridge, the Red Tower, officially St. Agatha's Tower, was built in 1649 by the Knights of St. John as part of a vast coastal defence system. Its bold red colour made it highly visible from the sea, but it was built for battle. With thick walls, cannons, and space for 50 soldiers who could signal Gozo and Comino in case of attack. Later used as a British outpost during World War II, it was restored in the 1990s and now offers sweeping views over Malta's northern coast. The Red Tower was just one part of an island-wide network of watchtowers. Space just within line of sight, these towers formed a coastal communication chain. Using smoke by day and fire by night, the knights could send alerts across the islands in minutes. An impressive early warning system for its time. Tucked beneath the cliffs in the curve of Anchor Bay, one of Malta's most unexpected attractions comes into view. Popeye Village. Built in 1979 for the musical Popeye, starring Robin Williams, this entire wooden village was transported piece by piece from Holland and Canada to create a perfectly weathered, lived-in set. Though the film received mixed reviews, the village itself was too charming to tear down. Instead, it found a second life as one of Malta's quirkiest theme parks, where you can wander through the original buildings, catch lively performances, and even set sail on a boat ride through the bay's dazzling turquoise waters. Malta isn't just one island, it's a trio. The archipelago consists of Malta, Gozo, and the tiny island of Comino, all formed from a limestone ridge that once connected mainland Europe to North Africa. Over time, rising seas and shifting land carved these islands into the rugged, sun-soaked landscapes we see today. Floating between Malta and Gozo, the tiny island of Comino feels like a world apart. At just 3.5 square kilometres, it's the smallest of Malta's three main islands. It may be small, but its raw, untouched beauty makes it one of Malta's most pristine escapes. With no cars, no roads, and hardly any development, Comino is about as off-grid as you can get. In fact, in recent years, it's had just one permanent resident. But don't let the stillness fool you. Comino hasn't always been this quiet. Back in the days of the Knights of St. John, it was used as a private hunting ground where knights would track wild boar and rabbits. In the 19th century, it took on a very different role as a quarantine station for travellers suspected of carrying disease. The island's one major historic structure, St. Mary's Tower, was built in the 1600s to watch for pirate ships. A sturdy reminder of Malta's centuries-long fight to defend its shores. To Today, though, Camino is best known for something a little more peaceful, the Blue Lagoon. It's the kind of place that barely looks real. Crystal clear turquoise water, so pure that boats look like they're hovering in mid-air. Even at 10 metres deep, you can still see the ocean floor. It's a protected marine area, so motorboats are limited, giving swimmers and snorkelers a chance to enjoy the water without disruption. Beyond Camino's secluded shores, another island rises on the horizon, Gozo. Larger, greener, and steeped in legend, Gozo feels like a world of its own. Just a short ferry ride away, it's often seen as Malta's quieter, more traditional sibling, where rolling hills replace bustling streets and ancient traditions still shape daily life. Yet Gozo's history runs even deeper than its tranquil charm suggests. Rising from Gozo's landscape, the Gantija temples are a 5,500-year-old enigma, older than Stonehenge and the Egyptian pyramids by over 1,000 years. Local legend says giants built them, inspired by the sheer size of the limestone blocks, some weighing over 50 tons. How they were moved without wheels or metal tools remains a mystery. But Gantija was more than a temple. It was likely a place of fertility rituals, as archaeologists have uncovered figurines of mother goddesses inside. The builders also seem to have a deep understanding of the cosmos, with solar and lunar alignments carefully incorporated into the design. Though now weathered by time, traces of red ochre paint suggest that these ancient walls were once alive with colour. Gozo's history isn't just found in ancient stones, it's alive in its traditions. One of the island's oldest still in practice is sea salt harvesting at the Swedny salt pans. Carved directly into the limestone coastline, these shallow pools have been used for over 350 years. Naturally extracting salt from seawater under the Mediterranean sun. During the summer months, local families still gather the salt by hand just as their ancestors did. Thank you. Walking along the coast, you can even buy a small bag of artisanal sea salt, a taste of Gozo's heritage in every grain. Some of the pools even hold fossilised shells and marine life, reminders that this land was once submerged beneath an ancient sea millions of years ago. In a country with no rivers, lakes, or the permanent freshwater sources, Malta has always relied on the sea to survive. Today, most of the island's drinking water comes from desalination, but salt has long been the island's true mineral treasure, used for trade, preservation, and cooking. It also flavours one of Malta's most beloved foods, fettuccine, a traditional sourdough flatbread so deeply rooted in local life that it's now UNESCO listed as Intangible Cultural Heritage. Its distinct taste owes much to sea salt, some of it still drawn from places like Ksuedni. One bakery has even been making it the same way for over 180 years, proof that in Malta, even the simplest ingredients can carry centuries of tradition. Beyond its ancient past, Gozo is also home to one of Malta's most revered pilgrimage sites, Ta Pinu Basilica. Nestled in a remote part of the island and surrounded by rolling countryside, it's one of the most peaceful and spiritual places in all of Malta. It all started in 1883, when a local woman named Carmine Grima claimed to hear the Virgin Mary's voice calling her to pray in a small chapel. Soon after, stories of miraculous healings began to spread, and Ta Pinu became a place of deep devotion for pilgrims from across the islands. Built in the early 20th century, the Basilica is an architectural masterpiece, its intricate limestone carvings glowing golden in the sun. The silence here feels intentional, broken only by the soft rustle of wind across the fields, or the occasional footsteps of those who come seeking comfort or clarity. From its steps, you can see the island unfold in every direction. Farmland, stone walls, and that unmistakable Gozatan calm. Even the surrounding hills seem to lean in quietly, as if holding space for reflection. And while Ta Pinu may be the most iconic, Malta's faith runs deep. The country is home to 365 churches, one for every day of the year. A quiet reminder that even in its smallest village, spirituality remains woven into everyday life. Right in the centre of Gozo is Victoria, officially renamed in honour of Queen Victoria, though locals still call it Rabat. It's a relaxed town where life flows through narrow streets, sunlit squares, and laid-back cafes. The town's highlight is the Citadel, perched just above. This ancient hilltop fortress traces its roots back thousands of years and offers stunning panoramic views of the island. Its darkest chapter came in 1551, when Ottoman corsairs raided Gozo and enslaved nearly the entire population, around 5,000 people. The fortress was rebuilt and reinforced afterward by the Knights of St. John. Inside you'll find the old prison, where misbehaving knights once left behind graffiti that still marks these stone walls. Gozo's western coast feels like a different world, rugged, remote, and shaped entirely by nature. Sheer limestone cliffs rise above the sea, narrow inlets wind through the rock, and the coastline shifts between moments of stillness and striking drama. It's the kind of place where every view hints at deep geological time. Tucked far from the crowds, Weed Il Ghasri is one of Gozo's most hidden gems, a narrow fjord-like inlet that feels like nature's secret passage. The journey there takes you through a peaceful valley of old farmland and rolling hills until the landscape suddenly narrows and drops into a secluded pebble beach, framed by towering limestone cliffs. Getting down is part of the fun. A steep staircase carved right into the rock makes the descent feel like you're entering another world. At the bottom, you're rewarded with crystal clear water, sculpted rock formations, and complete tranquility. If there's one place where Gozo puts its wild beauty on full display, it's Dwedra Bay, a geological wonder shaped over millions of years into something truly extraordinary. The bay itself is surrounded by towering cliffs and rugged rock formations, many laced with fossils, reminders that this whole area was once a prehistoric seabed. Over time, tectonic shifts and pounding waves carved out some of Gozo's most iconic natural features. Until 2017, Dwedra was home to the famous Azure Window, a colossal limestone arch and one of Malta's most iconic landmarks. It featured in films and TV shows like Game of Thrones and Clash of the Titans, and was one of the country's most photographed natural wonders before it collapsed during a storm. Though it's gone, you can still come to see the spot where it once stood. Nearby, the lesser-known Weed Il Mila window now draws those in search of a natural sea arch rising from the waves. One of the most surreal sights here is the Inland Sea, a quiet, shallow lagoon that sits just inland. separated from the open Mediterranean by a single narrow tunnel known as Dwedra Cave. This 80-metre passage was hollowed out by centuries of wave erosion and now serves as a gateway to the sea. On sunny days, the water glows in dazzling shades of blue, and small boats glide through the tunnel to reveal hidden coves and towering sea cliffs beyond. It's also a favourite launch point for divers heading into the nearby Blue Hole, a dramatic underwater sinkhole and one of Malta's best dive sites. Watching over it all is Dwedra Tower, a coastal lookout built by the Knights of St. John in the 17th century. It was once part of a signal chain used to defend the island, relaying messages with fire and smoke. Today it's been beautifully restored, and from the top, the panoramic views of the bay and open sea are just as commanding as they were centuries ago. But perhaps the most curious landmark in Dwedra is Fungus Rock, a massive limestone outcrop rising just offshore. To the Knights of St. John, it was priceless. Believed to host a rare medicinal plant, the rock was so heavily protected that no one was allowed to set foot on it. Instead, they used a pulley system to harvest it from a distance. Today, the ropes are gone, but the layers of history remain. Across this landscape, even the quietest corners still echo with stories, some preserved, others still unfolding. Discover the world, explore the extraordinary. See you in the next adventure.